This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Lebanon's President, Emil Lahoud, who has been backed by Syria, stepped down last night after 9 years in office, and the country now has no president because rival factions in parliament have been unable to come up with a compromise candidate. With tensions rising, soldiers have been deployed in the capital to keep the peace. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut.
At the stroke of midnight on Friday, Emil Lahoud left the presidential palace for the last time, accompanied by a military brass band and honor guard in dress uniform. Before climbing into his motorcade, Lahoud fired a parting shot at his Western-backed political opponent, Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Siniora, who still remains in power with a cabinet of ministers.
I hope there will be a consensual president for all of Lebanon. I hope this happens as soon as possible because this cabinet is unconstitutional, is not legitimate, and not representative. Even if Bush and America and the whole world say it is constitutional, it isn't, and they all know that.
Lahoud's last decree before stepping down was to declare a state of emergency and to hand over all security responsibilities to the Lebanese military. In a sign of the potentially dangerous power vacuum now facing this small country, Prime Minister Siniora responded by saying that the outgoing president had no constitutional authority to take such decisions. Washington stepped into the fray with a State Department press release asserting that Siniora's cabinet would, quote, temporarily assume executive powers and responsibilities until a new president is elected by the Lebanese parliament. But Lebanese lawmakers have been unable to agree on a compromise candidate for president. At a parliamentary session yesterday, which was mobbed by reporters, the presidential election was delayed yet again for another week. The parliament is bitterly divided between a Western-backed coalition, which has a slim majority after four of its members were assassinated, and an opposition bloc led by Syria and Iran's ally, Hezbollah. At Friday's session, Hezbollah parliament member Nawar al-Sahli said his party was still open to negotiation.
The door is not closed. We do not have any other choice. We must arrive to a consensus, to a president who will be accepted by a big part of the Lebanese parties in the opposition and the majority.
Both sides can negotiate with goodwill right now?
I think so, because the future of Lebanon is in question. There is a big question mark. I don't think anybody wants to go to a big problem or chaos.
The Western-backed faction has threatened to use its small majority to unilaterally elect its own candidate for president. Opposition leaders say this would be tantamount to an act of war. Ahmed Fatfat, a parliament member from the Western-backed coalition, says that for now, he and his colleagues will avoid taking this step.
We don't want to go to confrontation now. We prefer if we can have a solution. But if not, we will be obliged to do it.
This morning, Lebanese awoke to a country without a president. But on the streets of Beirut, it appeared to be life almost as usual. Locals jogged along the seaside and went shopping at a farmer's market. Large numbers of soldiers and police, backed by jeeps and tanks, have been deployed around the city to keep political tensions from erupting into violence in the streets. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.